Welcome back to the Knowledge Hub podcast. The most common violation of patient privacy isn't some massive cyber attack. It's often an employee simply snooping in a patient's records without a good reason. That single fact gets to the heart of why we have the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, better known as HIPAA. It's the primary U.S. law that sets the national standard for protecting your sensitive health information. Think of it as the legal guardian of your medical story. It's not just bureaucracy. It's a framework designed to ensure that everything from your lab results to your insurance claims is handled with the strictest confidentiality. The core idea is simple. Your health data belongs to you, and you should have rights over it. First, it's important to understand just how wide HIPAA's reach is. This isn't just a rule for doctors and hospitals. It applies to your health insurance company, government programs like Medicare, and any third-party contractors they work with. These are called business associates, and they could be anyone from a claims processing company to a data storage service. If a company touches your protected health information, or PHI, they are legally required to safeguard it. This creates a chain of accountability that follows your data wherever it goes, ensuring everyone in the loop is responsible for its security. The second key point is what the law actually protects. We've mentioned protected health information, or PHI, but what does that include? It's far more than just your diagnosis or treatment plan. It's any piece of data that can be used to identify you in connection with your health. This includes the obvious things, like your name, social security number, or date of birth, but it also covers your email address, your phone number, photos of you, and even your fingerprints or vehicle license plate if they're linked to your health records. The goal is to make sure your personal health data is kept private unless it's being used for a very specific purpose, like your direct treatment, billing your insurance, or if you give written permission. Finally, the interesting part is how the article frames compliance. For healthcare organizations, following HIPAA isn't just about avoiding massive fines. It's about building trust. When patients feel confident that their privacy is being taken seriously, they develop loyalty. More than that, the rules force organizations to improve their overall security. HIPAA requires regular risk assessments, which push facilities to find and fix vulnerabilities, whether that's an unlocked server room or outdated antivirus software. It also leads to fewer errors because it standardizes how electronic records are handled, improving the quality of care for everyone. It's the reason you can trust that your sensitive health story remains yours, and yours alone.